Way back in 2015, Charlie Puth was on a single with Wiz Khalifa, See You Again. We got to see him at the 2015 Billboard Music Awards. Then he came to Atlanta and did this interview. And we got the mic working. We had a little trouble at first. Charlie didn't know where it was. I didn't know where it was. Here it was, the first time in Atlanta for Charlie Puth on the Adam Bomb Show.
I guess.
Look at this guy coming in, Charlie Puth, on the Adam Bomb Show.
There we go.
Well, there's my face looking
now,
all sensitive.
There was a rumor that you guys waited in your SUV because it was pouring down rain to come in.
The rumors are right, but I'm this is like Atlanta. I've been here before, and it seems to like just like downpour rain and then stops after 5 minutes. So I knew what to do.
You were fresh off of when See You Again came out, wide eyed, and it was pretty awesome. You were a baby.
Yeah.
Now you're all grown up after 6-7 months of really being out there. Mm-hmm. What have you learned about this business that you were like, well, I didn't know that?
That the sleep is the best thing that you could possibly get. I used to like dread, you know, I only get to go home for 4 days, and now I'm like, I get to be home for 2 hours. Sick. Like, I'm actually excited. So yeah, I can sleep in my own bed, and you know, then get in an SUV and go to Connecticut or something.
How much sleep do you actually get when you're either touring or doing the radio stuff or doing the TV stuff?
Sometimes none, and that's really hard to go on morning television in like Norway and be like,
Yeah,
all happy.
I'm a jerk when I don't get sleep. I totally get it.
Oh, I'm a real.
You could say it.
I'm from New Jersey, so I'm trying not to curse.
Are you by chance a Mets fan now that they're in the World
Series?
I'm
not an anything fan.
Really?
I don't really understand. Are the Blue Sox a team?
You're close. It's the Red Sox.
Okay. Yeah, I went to Boston.
Uh-huh. Right.
Berklee College of Music for 4 years, and I live right next to Fenway, and I never went. So.
Wow.
I'm not a sports guy.
There are so many people like, why didn't you go?
I like the aesthetic of having a football game on in the background, though, like while having a pizza. And
right.
Some sort of Domino's delivery.
Close enough.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah. Like the house with like the tall living room and like, you know, the fireplace. And the game's on.
You're setting the scene now. I want to do this. This is great. Charlie Puth on the Adam Bomb Show. Let's talk about Berklee. Mm-hmm. Was that one of the hardest experiences you've ever had? Because people die to get in that college.
Yeah. No, I got in on a full ride off jazz piano, so I was very fortunate there my entire time. And
wow.
I actually wrote a class there, the YouTube class of how to, it's in the curriculum now, how to market yourself online, which is pretty cool. But I came from a conservatory, so that was much more difficult, and I think that's how I developed anxiety, getting, you know, slapped on the wrist by piano teachers.
But you, like, you wrote a class. That's pretty awesome.
No, I had so much fun at Berklee. I got to go on Ellen when I was at Berklee. I got to I felt like the man. I would skip class all the time and like take trains to New York City and pitch records to record executives, and they make me wait outside their door and fail classes. It was great.
That I can't even. Is that overwhelming though? I'm going to go to a record company and try and get my record on their label. How overwhelming is that?
It is. Well, it's very. It's more nerve-wracking, especially when you don't have anything like to fall back on, except, you know, getting a F in class or something like that. I mean, you would. I would literally wake up at 6 a.m. and just go label to label at Atlantic Records, too, where I'm signed. They don't know that. I would wait outside their door, too, and they wouldn't see me.
Dude, that is such a great lesson in persistence, though. Like, seriously, even whatever it's for. Charlie Puth on the Adam Bomb Show. I want to mention this because I don't know how scary this is for you. You were on the Meghan Trainor tour, and obviously her vocal cords, you know, had to have surgery. Mm-hmm. And you had bronchitis recently and had to stop singing for a while. Mm-hmm. Does that go through your head when your main moneymaker, what you love to do, kind of, ooh, we got to back off. Something's going on.
Yeah, it's terrifying, but I went to 3 different vocal doctors around the world, like the best in the world, one in New York, one in London, and somewhere else. I can't remember. I don't remember where I've been. And
I don't blame you.
My vocal cords are actually perfect. They're like the best. She said they're the best there she's ever seen, because I'm a nose singer, so when I hold my nose I can't sing at all, but all the power comes through my nose. However, when I'm coughing, you know, my throat's inflamed, so yeah, but that thankfully goes away if, you know, you rupture your vocal cords when they're slapping against each other so much. That's not a good thing.
Would you ever consider recording a song like this, just the whole thing?
It's been a long day.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. Just the no music, no piano or anything. Just picture the last scene of that movie with "Been a long day."
This would be great if we get this on the radio. Vin, let's pitch that to a record company.
Exactly.
Charlie Puth, your new single, One Call Away. Mm-hmm. What is One Call Away?
One Call Away is a song about myself. I wrote it for myself, of what I would do for this particular female who just likes this damn dude, is such a dickhead. Can I say dickhead? No, you can bleep that out.
We have those bleeps.
Yeah. And it's really, honestly, just for anybody who would do anything for that particular person. And kind of like a musical wake-up call, if you will.
Okay. I like how you put that, because there's so many people that can relate to that, because there are a lot of jerks.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and
that girls like jerks for some reason. I guess I need to be more jerky, but this girl likes a jerk. And well, she liked a jerk. I don't think she's dating.
Just don't get any sleep, and then there you go. You can be a jerk all the time.
Exactly. And I have baggy eyes. And
yeah.
I'll be all sad. And
I think we nailed something. Charlie Puth, let's play Charlie's favorites.
Ooh, I like that.
Charlie's favorite morning beverage.
Charlie's favorite morning beverage is pineapple juice.
Mm, how about evening beverage?
Evening beverage.
I mean,
do you know, wait, I have a funny story really quickly. I know it's supposed to be fast. Someone was like, can I interest you in a nightcap? And I was like, no, I don't wear one. Because I didn't know what it was. I don't really drink too much.
Rim shot.
hot chocolate.
Yes,
yeah.
Perfect. Pizza topping.
Pineapple and ham. I like pineapple.
You do like that. How about I'm gonna really take you for a left turn. 90s hip hop song. Montel Jordan, this is how
yes,
we do it.
Yes.
Yes. I got that one. I'm good. Color.
Green.
Why green?
Because my eyes are hazel.
Okay. Yeah.
I just like green.
And we take you to the candy shop. What's your first one?
What? What was the question?
Not to the 50 Cent little kid one. We take you to the candy shop and you pick one type of candy. What is it?
Butterfinger.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to switch it up real quick because we don't get to see you very often. Charlie Puth on the Adam Bomb Show. This is Puth or False?
That's
obviously
good. Usually it's Puth or Dare. But
yeah, this is Puth or False. And these are false things that may or may not be true. You never went to a party in high school?
I did, but it was like one. Like one every year, freshman year, one party.
Oh, yeah, so limit yourself.
I didn't like high school.
You can make a perfect grilled cheese.
Yes, but I have to have the sandwich maker.
Oh, dude, and I want one so bad.
I know
exactly what you're talking about.
One time I was on a date, and this girl insisted that I cook for her, and I was, like, going to pull the Mrs. Doubtfire and just, like, order from an Italian restaurant and just, like, make it look like I cooked it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I actually, like, she wanted, like, no, cook in front of me. And I'm like, all right, the kitchen's going up in flames. And it went on fire. Yeah.
You are great at Photoshop when it comes to butt pics.
Who said that?
This is the stuff we're finding on the internet. That must
I'm
be
great
false.
At Photoshop when it comes to butt pics. Are they saying that my butt's fake?
I don't know what they're saying. You know the internet.
Yeah.
Charlie Puth on the Adam Bomb Show. Man, if we could put you in a room with Brian Wilson, and I know he's one of your favorites, and he is one of mine too,
yeah,
and I haven't seen the movie yet, which I really want to see,
mm-hmm,
the Beach Boy movie.
Yeah.
If we could put you in a room with him, what song would you play for him that you say, this is my best work? What do you think of it?
Oh, damn. Probably, you know what I would do? I would get the Pro Tool session up of See You Again, and I would take out all the instruments, because when I was producing it out, no one knows this, but like behind all the instruments, there's like thousands of vocal tracks of like my layered voice.
Oh, wow.
So when it goes, whoa, it actually is my voice like layered like 200 times, like left and right, and I'm backing up from them, like I go like whoa, like different voices and stuff like that to make my own choir. And when you isolate those vocal tracks, it sounds like insanely beautiful, like a choir. I want
like
them
Pet Sounds was
exactly like in when you isolate God Only Knows, like just it's so like, and he didn't have any like auto tune back then. They actually had to get all the parts right, so it's so intricate, like how everything is laid out. And you know, Brian would actually like do like whisper tracks. He would layer his like God
oh, yeah?
Only Knows. He would be like God Only Knows, because that is like it kind of emulates white noise, which kind of like fills the sound spectrum even more, which is
wow,
insane.
Man, you're a smart guy. This stuff I learned.
I'm a big, big nerd when it comes to this. I actually have an engineering degree from Berkeley, which is weird.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. It further backs up you're a smart guy. Well, dude, I think you have one of the smoothest voices in music right now.
Thank you.
I mean, Marvin Gaye was a smooth song. It really was. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The new single is One Call Away, and Charlie Puth on the Adam Bomb Show. Thanks so much for coming through, man.
Thank you for having me. And by the way, you need a little thing. Every time you say Adam Bomb, it has to be Adam Bomb.
I'm using that.
Ready? Let's. We're going to isolate so you can use it.
That is very good white noise. I like that.
Yeah.
Charlie Puth on the Adam Bomb Show. Thanks, man.
Thanks.